we did something constructive with these people. We've got thousands of them here, too. They're crawling all over. The companies think it's time we all sit down, have a serious get-together, and start another war. The president, oh, he loves the idea. All those missiles streaming overhead, to and fro, napalm. People running down the road, skin on fire. Soviets beam up for it. The Kremlin's been itching for the real thing for years. Want a little going away present from Mr. Brezhnev. Hell, Afghanistan's no fun. So, what do you say? We don't even have to win this war. We just want to cut down on some of this excess population. Tell us, just start up a draft as many of those people as you can. We'll call up every last youngster we can get our hands on and give them an hour or two to learn how to use an automatic rifle and send them on their way. El Salvador, how about Northern Ireland or a moderately repressive regime in South America? We'll just cook up a good Soviet threat story in the Middle East. We need that oil. We had Libya all ready to go, and Colonel Gaddafi's hit squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. The Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Now just think for a minute. We can make this war so big, so big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue if we plan this right. Take every loafer on welfare right off our computer rolls. Don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people have hooked themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. Just like Vietnam, we had everybody so busy with LSD, they never got too strong. Kept the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Put a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looked like. So how about it? Look, war is money. The arms manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one. So what do you say?
That was marvelous.
That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased.
Yeah. Hi, this is Joey Ramone of the Ramones, and you can hear all the best in rock right here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Turmoil with the band SVDB, Your Friendly Local Police, from the Copulation compilation on Mystic Records. Starting the set off from the Peace double LP compilation, The Dead Kennedys with Kinky Sex Makes the World Go Round. GBH with Diplomatic Immunity. From the Netherlands, Stanks from the Alarm Stanks split LP. Stanks gave us Life in 84. New from Reagan Youth, I Hate Hate, The Ramones by request with We're a Happy Family, and SVDB with Your Friendly Local Police. 123 on an early Sunday morning, 11 degrees Celsius in Stony Brook. That's 52 on the Fahrenheit scale. The USB Long Island weather calls for mostly clear through the rest of the evening. Windy and colder with lows in the mid-40s. Later today, mostly sunny. And then increasing cloudiness by afternoon, breezy with highs in the low 50s. And looking ahead toward tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. You are tuned to Turmoil. My name is Steve Kreitzer. I'll be with you for another half hour or so from the Beating the Meat compilation. These are the Neos.
Yeah. bombs that flew through World War II from the Albert Docks to Rome. We could never show our fear, the world could never know. And through the years, the shouts, the tears, so many tears to cry. And the working class got off his ass and cursed the ones that lied.
And the fat man sat in office blocks and said, no, we want the war.
And the tears we shed over our dead made us hate them all the more.
Cockney Rejects here on Turmoil. Remember when that was considered real punk? Now it's a little tame by today's standards, but that's The Power and the Glory from the Cockney Rejects. Starting the set off, the Neos with Opposition to Violence. Government Issue gave us No Rights. New music from Condemned to Death with Depo Provera. The Prevaricators gave us We Stand Alone from their new album. And the Cockney Rejects once again with The Power and the Glory. Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. we bring you talk about an alternative show. We have it right here. It's called The Polka Show. And it airs every Wednesday at 10 a.m. bringing you the best, if there is best, in popular polka sounds. Hosted by Vic Johns. It'll bring you polka music and some talk in between too on The Polka Show. 10 a.m. Wednesdays here at 90.1 FM. The Middle Earth Crisis Counseling and Referral Center is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week telephone and walk-in center that provides free and confidential crisis intervention counseling. And if you have any concerns, you can call them. Their number is 826-0600. And you can also stop in and see them at their offices at 2740 Martin Avenue in Belmore. And no appointment is necessary. The Middle Earth Crisis Counseling Center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, telephone, and they also have a place in Belmore, 2740 Martin Avenue. Phone number, once again, 826-0600. What else do I have to say here? I forgot. I talked about some unicorns tonight, talked about South Africa. So we're just going to, I guess we'll just let the show fade out for another 26 minutes. We're going to go into some 60s type stuff here. This is from a band called Yard Trauma. They're from New Jersey. This is called City of People here on Turmoil.
Thank you. world, I got things on you. So do me a favor, shut your big mouth. Stop spreading those lies, you know ain't true, child. And please, do me one more thing. Please, honey, get out of my life.
Yeah.
out of Austin, Texas. That is Glass Eye here on Turmoil. And the name of the song is Glass Eye. Starting the set off, Yard Trauma gave us City of People, followed by Little Willie and the Adolescents with Get Out of My Life. She's So Fun was brought to us by the Accelerators out of New Jersey. Jesus and the Mary Chain with Ambition, followed by Glass Eye with Glass Eye. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation plans on stocking 24,000 trout in 19 Long Island streams, lakes, and ponds this upcoming fishing season. Some of the fish will be tagged for study purposes, and if you're a fisherman, you're reminded to return the tags from any tagged fish taken. To receive a free list of stocked waters on Long Island and also a brochure detailing freshwater fishing opportunities on Long Island, you can send a written request to Regional Fisheries Manager Trout Stocking List, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, Building 40, SUNY, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. That's to find out where the trout will be stocked this fishing season. Fridays at 7, we bring you Rocking Iration. It comes to you for 2 hours, and they have all types of Caribbean music, including all types of reggae, calypso, and soca, whatever that is. And it's hosted by Ross Mike, Papa Marvin, and Easy Dread. Rocking Iration, Fridays at 7, here at 90.1 FM. 150 on an Easter Sunday, early in the morning. Heading over to England for a band called Severed Heads from their album City Slab Horror. This is Sci-Flee Rated R here on Turmoil.
Thank you. Dublin, you know it. Dublin, you know it. Get a share of them. Get a share of them.
What in
recorded live at the 100 Club in England. That is Broken Bones with Who's to Blame. Starting the set off from England, Severed Heads from their album City Slab Horror. We heard Sci-Fi Rated R, The Bone Men of Barumba with Pity It Ain't, and back again to Broken Bones with Who's to Blame here on Turmoil. That wraps it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be in just for a few more minutes until the replacement comes in. Some quick notes that you might be interested in. Task Fanzine, issue number one, is close to being sold out, but if you look hard enough, you might be able to find it. And issue number two of Task Fanzine is being worked on right now. If you have any artwork, interviews, photos, record reviews, or anything like that, anything you want to write about in general, you can write to Task Fanzine at Task, JAF, Box 7814, New York City, New York, 10116. That's Task, JAF, Box 7814, New York City, New York, 10116. And they will try to get it in the zine for you. Task Fanzine, number one, sold out practically. It's still available. Some of the distributors still have it, and some of the record stores might have a few lying around. Pick it up. Issue number two is being worked on, and there'll be interviews with Corrosion of Conformity, Suicidal Tendencies, who else? Social Suicide, a few other bands also, some record reviews, some photos, some articles in general, and stuff of that nature. Task Fanzine. And it's only $1. Crisis is putting out a compilation tape of East Coast Band, and you can write to them if you have music to send to Crisis, 34 Marlin Lane, Hophog, New York, 11788, and include some of your music or what you have available to be included on that compilation. Crisis, 34 Marlin Lane, Hophog, New York, 11788. And also this show here, Turmoil, on WUSB Stony Brook. We're looking for music of all types. And you can write to us at Turmoil, P.O. Box 174, Stony Brook, New York, 11790, and include a phone number and a home address where I can get back in touch with you. Maybe we'll do something up here in the studios. That wraps it up, I guess, of this week's edition of Turmoil. Well, I'll be back again next Saturday night at midnight. See how long I can continue here before I doze off, but try to stay awake with some stuff here. This is Los Olivados from the Skate Rock Volume 2 compilation from Thrasher Magazine, and it's called Blazing Wheels and Barking Trucks is the name of the compilation, and Los Olivados will bring you something new here on 90.1 FM.
Let me live in the world outside. All the same. Thank you.